Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Central West News. Disability support provider Live Better has been fined $1.8 million in the federal court, accused of breaching standards of care following the death of NDIS participant and Orange woman Kaya Lucas. The 28-year-old Indigenous woman died in hospital from complications associated with burns sustained while receiving bathing supports in 2022. The Transport Workers Union's urging prompt action in efforts to save the lives of truck drivers. It comes as damning figures reveal there have been an average of 52 deaths and 955 injuries a year across New South Wales. They've named relentless pressure from employers and the rising cost of living as contributing factors. If you're thinking of buying a property in the Central West, now's a pretty good time to do so. PropTrack has released new data on house listings across the state, with our region seeing an increase of nearly 27% on this time last year. The Arana also saw a jump of nearly 31%.
That means more choice, and it also means that there's a little less competition out there at the moment.
Spokesperson Anne Flaherty there. New South Wales continues to attract the highest number of international tourists in the country. More than 352,000 visited the state for a short stay in February, just below pre-COVID levels. The Tourism Industry Council's Paula Martin says New Zealand, the States and Asia remain our biggest markets.
It's evident in the numbers that China is absolutely our emerging market. They're only at 38% of travel at the moment, and they're already, I think there's around 500,000 visitors just in the last quarter alone.
And maintenance work on Orange's stormwater harvesting scheme is being carried out this week by specialist contractors as council gets it ready to be used in the coming months. It involves using a floating dredge and heavy-duty pump to clear sediment out of ponds to improve water quality. The richest race day of the Racing Orange calendar is almost here. The Gold Cup's taking place at Towak Park Racecourse tomorrow with gates open at midday. The $75,000 main race jumps just before 4:30.